Good afternoon. I am Brad to the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl right here on Internet Radio, Kill Radio. Or if you've downloaded the podcast, Brad's Vinyl is an eclectic collection of my old vinyl LPs. It includes classic rock, pop, punk, new wave, rockabilly, mood music, and various other collections from my 70s and 80s collection of vinyl LPs as I burn them to digital and let you enjoy them out there in cyberspace land. And today, I'm a Tull fan, Jethro Tull. I've got the third album here by Jethro Tull, Benefit, released in 1970. Yes. In May of 1970 in the UK, April in the United States, Benefit, the third LP by Jethro Tull with some of their earlier lineup of personnel, Ian Anderson, Glenn Cornick on bass, Clive Bunker on drums. This was the first LP where they introduced John Evan also on piano and organ. And Ian said it was a guitar riff type album, recording when artists like Cream and Jimi Hendrix were becoming more guitar riff oriented. You know, a little bit of flute also, you'll hear the flute out there. And unfortunately, Rolling Stone was not impressed. Rolling Stone called it lame and dumb. Shame on them. Yeah, well, screw them. I like Benefit. I liked almost all of the Tull LPs, at least the first 20. All right, so let's get into side A of Jethro Tull's Benefit right here on Brad's Vinyl.
Make it, but then I might. regular ones that I know. With whom I can be what I want to be. In just 1 week for the feeling to go. And with you there to help me, then it probably will. Going back to the ones that I know, with whom I can be what I want to be. Just 1 week for the feeling to go, and with you there to help me, it probably will.
Fortune brought upon us, and our wound is
just because I have a name. Well, I've got nothing to say. Nothing to say. Nothing to say. Climb a tower of freedom, paint your own deceiving sign. It's not my part to criticize or to ask you to be blind to your own pressing problem and the hate you must unwind. Sound like
make the time go. Counting lambs, counting sheep, we will fall into sleep and awake to a new day of living and loving yourself.
Of the last sighing seconds, blue reflections mute and dim, beckon tearful child of wonder to repentance of the sin. And the blind and lusty lovers of the great eternal lie go on believing nothing, since something has to die. And the ape's curiosity, money, power wins, and the yellow soft mountains move under him.
I'm with you, to be you.
and the lim-faced hungry viewers fight to fasten with their eyes, like the man hung from the trapeze, whose fall will satisfy. And congratulate each other on their rare and wondrous deed, that their begrudged money bought to sow the monkey seed. And the yellow soft mountains grow very still, witness as intrusion the humanoid thrill.
I'm with you, lad. Oh, it's a shame that it had to be you. The mother ship is just a blip from my trip made for you. I'm with you, boys, so please employ just a little extra care. It's on my
just kind of faded away. Folk music there, kind of a folk song. Folk song. Folk. Folk or fuck? I'm Brad of the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. We just finished up side A of Jethro Tull's Benefit LP, the third LP from Jethro Tull. Jethro Tull, in its early years, that was 1970, but they actually started years before that as a trio, believe it or not, back to Blackpool. Ian Anderson, Jeffrey Hammond, and John Evan went to grammar school together, actually, and they knew each other from there. Evan was a fan of the Beatles, and although Evan wasn't with them yet, we did have a track on that side that actually sounded very Beatle-esque. Beatle-esque? Is that a word? Very Beatle-esque. Identifying those tracks, yeah, side one, side A of Benefit, that was start out with You There to Help Me. Very spacey, and they used what was a new recording feature actually back in the day in the 70s called reverse recording. They would actually reverse some of the tracks, including playing the flute backwards, playing some of the keyboards backwards, guitar riffs backwards on With You There to Help Me. So very spacey tune. Nothing to Say was up next. That got quite a bit of airplay. You might recognize that if you're an old Tull fan. Followed by, what was the next track? Inside, and then Sun. And the final track, that was the acoustic track there I was talking about, for Michael Collins, Jeffrey and Me. And again, the name Jeffrey comes up. Jeffrey Hammond, not really part of the band yet, but we were talking about him earlier in the early years, and Jeffrey Hammond and John Evan, actually Evans, he was encouraged to change his name to Evan, so it'd be a little more unique. And those three initially played as a trio in local clubs back in the day, early. They kind of played a mixture of blues and some Motown covers, with Evan influenced by George Fame and the Animals. He switched over to organ and keyboards, and they melded and merged and moved, and Benefit actually didn't feature all of those players. That had Glenn Cornick And that was actually Glenn Cornick's last appearance with Jethro Tull on Benefit. It was Clive Bunker on drums, Martin Barre electric guitar, Ian Anderson and Glenn Cornick. And that was the band, but Evan did play as an additional person there, piano and organ. So, yep. I'm Brad of the Bone, and you're listening to Brad's Vinyl, and I'm in one of my old LPs. Sorry for the sound quality. That LP is deteriorating somewhat, and so there was some sound quality loss there. Benefit, Jethro Tull's third LP. So let's get into side B now of Jethro Tull's Benefit right here on Brad's Vinyl.
Thank you. Time it down with your ribbons and socks.
when I ask you why. Your Sunday paper voice cries, demanding truths I deny. The bittersweet kiss you pretended is offered, I repair me. Has grown too young to enjoy. At last, your straight-laced agreements, the woman you were too for me.
Saucity, you're a woman. Too old for me. Story of, well, it sounds like the story of a young man. Mrs. Robinson style. Oh, I don't know. I'm babbling. That was Side B on Brad's Vinyl here. You're listening to Side B of Benefit, Jethro Tull. 1970 release. That was Side B to Cry You a Song. Flying so high, you know, trying to remember how many cigarettes did I bring along. That was a spacey song, to Cry You a Song. And that's followed by A Time for Everything. Then Teacher, that got some airplay. Next track, Play in Time. And you'll recognize again the reverse recording there of flipping the sound around backwards. That was such a new technique back in 1970. And finishing up with Saucity, You're a Woman, Jethro Tull's Benefit. That was their first million record seller LP, and it reached number 3 in the UK, number 11 in the US, and number 2 in Norway. So we hope you enjoyed today's edition of Brad's Vinyl. I'm Brad to the Bone, and we'll be coming at you next time. Thanks for listening to Brad's Vinyl.